With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals. The Nationals. The Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
We got the best coaches and hitters.
Thanks to
too.
Max Scherzer, you know, for making time for us today as he continues to rehab and try to prepare for a start in this division series. If you just missed him, you're going to want to grab that podcast at grantanddanny.com/audio. Danny, big takeaways. He's absolutely going to throw in this series. He told us he promises. You can bet on that. It sounds like he still does not know for sure exactly when. Here's my guess, and this is what I think is the case. They are banking on him throwing in game three, but if somehow the Nats were able to get up 2-0, maybe that wouldn't happen. Maybe they would push him back, and they're going to wait and see what happens. If they're down 0-2, then he's got to throw in game three. Maybe if it's 1-1, maybe you'd push him back to game four if he's not 100% at that point. But I think how the series starts, no one's really said that the first game or two could factor into this. Maybe they're in wait-and-see mode just to figure out, is it a necessity? If they're up 2-0 going to Chicago, you don't have to throw Max Scherzer in game three.
Yeah, there's something to that. I think also the very telling part is, I don't know until I get on the mound in a game situation. Well, when can he get on the mound in a game situation to tell if it's okay? You know, the metrics, as he said, confusing injury, and it reminds me of a couple different things. You know, not to pick on the guy, but it reminds me of the Josh Doxson Achilles thing where they go, yeah, there's nothing wrong, and then he goes out there and he's in pain, and they go, oh, something's obviously wrong. Nobody can figure it out. So he can do all sorts of things you don't normally associate, as he said himself, with a hamstring injury. I have pulled my hamstring, and when you pull it or you strain it, whatever else, it's not about desire. It's not about, quote, pushing through pain. You literally can't make the muscle fire. You can't make it go. You'd love to run. You just can't. It just doesn't go. It doesn't work. It's not attached, etc. He can do all of those things that you'd associate with being healthy, except for this one thing when it comes to pitching and that explosion off the mound when it's a high adrenaline time. So it's hard to tell when it's going to be okay. I'll tell you this. The Nats are confident in that, though. That he'll pitch and he'll be fine because they didn't carry an extra reliever on the playoff roster this go-around. They went for an extra bench player in terms of Victor Robles. No Joe Blanton, no Edwin Jackson, no A.J. Cole, etc. They went with a 7-man bullpen, which makes sense if you believe Max Scherzer can be Max Scherzer in the series.
Yeah, he's going to have to at some point throw and throw well for the Nationals. But I feel better about his possibility and the chances that he could do that after he just joined us. I mean, you could tell he's frustrated and he's annoyed is the word I would use. He called it basically the most frustrating injury he's ever had because he doesn't feel it until he does exactly what he has to do in the game. So as he said, he could go out right now, throw a bullpen session, and be fine. Mm-hmm. It's not until at 100% I'm thinking about, you know, watching on Masson out west at 10:30 at night and Max is cursing under his breath at some hitter and growling and snarling. It's right then that his hamstring, that's the first time he's going to feel it. And that's an issue that he can't quite sort out just yet. But I don't believe, as he just joined us and wasn't definitive with when he's going to pitch, I don't believe he knows at this point, which is pretty telling. Let's go to line one. Nate is in Silver Spring, wants to hop in after that Max conversation. Nate, thanks for the call. How are you?
Good. How's it going, fellas?
Good, buddy.
Great interview, by the way, with Max Scherzer. That was awesome, dude.
Thank you, bud.
But my spotlight guy's got to be he's got to pitch a jam tonight. I think he will, but he's got to have his best stuff. We got to keep him under three runs. But I think he's going to step up for us. But I do disagree with a little bit of what Max Scherzer said as far as, you know, talking to other players about pressure and stuff. I mean, I feel like everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody, I want to see some grit out of this team tonight and throughout the series. I want to see people selling out. I want to see people getting taking a pitch to the shoulder. I want to see us doing the little things. I don't want to see Rico Suave Rendon out there trying to be cool. I want everybody getting dirty and selling out like this is the last year, like this is their last opportunity. I mean, I think that's the only way they're going to win the championship, win the World Series. And I think they'll do that. I think they got to be the hungrier team. But everybody's got to be – they got to sell out. I mean, everybody's got to play like, you know, their hair's on fire, like it's the last game they'll ever play. So, but I think Strasburg is definitely the main player tonight because he's going to have the ball in his hand and he's going to have to shut them down. But if I don't see that grit, I don't know what we're going to do. But I think we're going to see that grit throughout the series.
Thanks, Nate. Thank you, buddy. It all starts on the mound in this playoff series. As you said, I think that's a great quote. He's got the ball in his hands. Everything, every moment when you can't hit and score runs starts with Steven Strasburg. Baseball's the one sport, though, to his call, where, yeah, there's such a thing as energy and providing some excitement and some intensity on the base paths, but trying harder isn't always better. And he talks about playing with your hair on fire, and you want to see that. But that's one thing when we're watching football. We talk about the Redskins' defensive swagger and coming out with energy and passion and whether they look lifeless or not. In baseball, particularly at the plate, there's no way to show that energy, that effort. I mean, sometimes the worst thing you can do when you're pressing for a base hit, if it's the fourth inning and now you're down 2-0, is to think about it, to try harder, to do more.
You got to try easy.
Yeah, you got to do less. It's just a different kind of game. So I have a hard time sometimes with the hair on fire thing.
I think the point, but
it's certainly on the base paths and when you're using your athleticism and your tools. If you make a big catch, get up and scream, get the crowd pumped up, use them to your advantage. I agree with all that. But I just think that it's as simple as, are you coming through with a timely swing? Are you able to perform when you need to?
It's the only sport where you can't just fix it with effort. So if you have a bad shooting night in basketball, what do? You play great defense, you rebound, you take a charge, you go to the basket, you get yourself to the free throw line, you get out of the shooting slump. In football, same thing. If you're not having a great day as a receiver, you know what you can start doing? Emphasize the blocking game and knock your guy back. Whatever the heck it is, you can always find a way to make up for it. Baseball, you can't. Your time at the plate isn't about gripping the bat harder. You got to grip it easier. You got to try easy. It's the hardest thing to do in sports is to have a fine motor skill at the same time as your every other muscle in your body's flexed. Hitting is so darn impossible to do consistently. So we think back to 2014. It's not like these guys didn't try. They all tried really, really hard. They just didn't do it.
Yeah, that's the other thing is, and it's no disrespect to Nate because I think his point is
I know what he meant.
Still good and I get what he's saying. There's never been a National in the playoffs in the three previous division series that didn't give 100%. There hasn't been one of these teams that didn't try to win each of those games. There's not a team in the playoffs that's going to say, well, you know, we're up 1-0 in this series. Game 2 is not that significant. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I'm going to cruise innings 3-6.
These are the best players in the world, and they all care more than they've cared about anything all season long. And so that's what I would say is if they lose, it's not because they weren't out there gutting and living and dying with every single pitch and every single swing of the bat. We want to give away a prize for you. You guys have been chiming in on the phones and doing a banner job all day, so let's reward you for that. Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. You're going to win a MLB Network prize pack to help celebrate the American League Division Series over on MLB Network. This October, MLB Network brings you two exclusive Division Series games plus live coverage before and after every game with MLB Tonight. Visit findmlbnetwork.com for the schedule. Get your channel number. Get all the details online now at thefandc.com/contest. End of the show today, we're giving away NBA 2K18 on Xbox One. Remember, Chad Dukes versus the world at 2 o'clock.
Dukes say.
Right here at Nationals Park. We're hanging out until 2. Then Danny and I are going to get some lunch. I believe you've got a nap planned at some point.
Oh, I've got that nap planned. I've got it planned.
I'm going to go head over to Dusty's press conference and some of the things going on in the clubhouse, and we will be back on the air with you at 5:30 for your pre-game show ahead of Game 1 of this National League Division Series. Let's set it for 20 or so minutes from right now. We'll give you a Nats spotlight. Next, let's go around the NFC East. Eagles, Giants, Cowboys all playing this weekend. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.